The biggest thing that's changed for us is when I started on the C++ team, we could do releases pretty quickly. We actually had, well, for a couple years, we had this weird subscription model where we actually tried to release 3 times a year. And, well, we didn't always succeed, but we at least released, you know, within a year or a year or two. And just the sheer size of Visual Studio and the runtime, and, you know, now we're coupled with other releases means, you know, I've gone from what might be a 6-month or a 1-year product cycle when I started to now, you know, multi-year product cycles. And I think it's actually one of our challenges. It's very...
How does that happen? It seems to be counterintuitive that your team gets bigger and yet your product cycles get longer.
Well, I think the big part is when you have lots of people, the big limiting part is how quick you can take all of their contributions together and get them into a state that's stable enough to ship. And if you have, you know, 50 people, it's fairly easy to, you know, get everybody on the same train and on the same track, and what they're writing is relatively small. You know, it's like
so
visual.
Why not go back to the 50-person team?
Well, you could do that, but then you wouldn't have something like Visual Studio. You'd have separate products again. You know, you'd have a VB product that would come out at one time, and you'd have a C++ product that would come out on another time, and a C# product at another time. And then you'd have the runtime separate, and you'd have to figure out, you know, how do you all sync with certain releases, and who's supporting which release. And not only would it be tough for us, it'd be really, I think, a nightmare for customers. You know?
So it's worth it. It's worth it.
I think it's worth it in the long run. I think I'm not alone in kind of feeling that we all wish that we could release software quicker. You know, we all wish that we could do things in a year instead of in multi-year cycles.